From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Tell me that business is booming and we're feeling good.
I will, but first of all, it's the 1st of April, so the financial year is done and dusted, Mike. It's all in the rear vision mirror. We start the clock again, and it's always a wonderful day when we do that. Yes, confidence. Well, it's like Friday morning too, isn't it, which is kind of cool this morning. Look, I think we'll celebrate the 1st of March, by 1st of April, that is, by looking at business, the business outlook. This is the ANZ business outlook for March. And I really wanted to celebrate Easter by delivering good news, but kind of not getting that vibe from these results, Mike. I mean, we saw the preliminary reading at the beginning of the month. Now we've got the full month set of returns. Business confidence fell 11 points to a net minus 4, and firms' own activity, that's the good guide to growth, that fell 4 points to 17. The thing is, Mike, if I look at the preliminary reading, which we got, you know, got a couple of weeks ago, if I look at the movement from that to the final reading, all the forward-looking indicators fell, all lower in the second half of the month. And Mike, here's the detail that really piqued my interest. Construction firms reported being much less busy. Still the strongest sector in terms of activity, but less so than it was. And we did talk yesterday about being careful about joining dots. But looking at that construction response, if it's the leading light of the economy at the moment and they were less busy, and now we have some uncertainty in that sector, that's what I would call an interesting development and one that we will need to keep an eye on. In terms of the numbers, investment intentions fell 4 points to 16.6. Inflation pressures remain high. 47.3% of respondents planning on raising prices, historically a big number. Residential construction intentions fell 20%. I mean, what's going on there? Only a third expecting sort of higher levels of activity. So, look, lurking in the background, we did have the lockdown in March. That's there. There's also the fact that this is traditionally a very strong month for tourism, and we didn't have that. So, look, at the moment, Mike, I'm just going to park these numbers and wait for an uninterrupted month of responses. But for most sectors, we look like we're treading water.
Yeah, it's a problem. As always,
here we go.
Farmers going to save us.
That's right. So that's the general business environment. What about the agri sector? Now, serendipitously yesterday, Mike, we had both the ANZ Business Outlook and the quarterly Rabobank Rural Confidence Survey. So a plethora of confidence numbers yesterday. And good news here, Mike. Farmer sentiment at its highest level since early 2018. Rising commodity prices certainly helping there. Think about those surging prices we've seen at the global dairy trade auctions. We get an update on that next week, actually, next global dairy trade auction, 6th of April. Farmer confidence rose in the final quarter of 2020. Back that up in the first quarter of 2021. Farmer confidence now in positive territory. Good. After 10 consecutive quarters with net negative results. God bless the farmer.
So, what are the numbers?
The numbers. Actually, look, good news here too, Mike. It's just a good news Thursday. 33115 on the Dow Jones, up 49 points, 0.15%. The S&P 500 desperately trying to get over 4,000, 3991 as I look at it, up 33 points. The NASDAQ on a tear, 13,302, up 257 points, 1.97%. FTSE 100, 6713, down 58. The Nikkei, 29178, down 253. Shanghai Composite, down 15,3441. But Australasia, they bucked that trend. The ASX 200, up 52 yesterday, 0.77%, 6790. And the NZX 50, flying into the end of March, up 114 points, 0.92%, 12,560. On the currencies, one Kiwi dollar, 0.6996 US, 0.9184 Aussie, 0.5954 euro, 0.5070 pounds, 77.38 yen. Gold, $1,712.40. And Brent crude, $63.91.
You have a fabulous long weekend. We will look forward to your very fine company next week. You have a good one. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.